due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Last week when I won this title, the entire arena, as we went off the air, was chanting, "You deserve it." And they're 100% right. I do deserve it. What I don't deserve, however, is a crowd full of idiots trying to hijack my moment. And last week was my moment, just like tonight is my moment.
I'm CM Punk, and you are listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome to the Pain Clinic for September 10th. Holidays today. Sewing Machine Day and Swap Ideas Day. How about we swap both those for maybe a good holiday for once? Maybe not. Tomorrow's Patriots Day. I'll say that, right? September 11th, of course. But quickly, birthdays today. Don the Magnificent Morocco is 67 today. Old school Hall of Famer, WWE Hall of Famer. You might remember him, you might not. I mean, I've seen him recently just because when Mr. Fuji passed away, he was always his partner in Fuji Vice and all the Fuji little movies. If you want to see some funny stuff, go do a search on Fuji Vice on YouTube and watch some of those badly acted bits, you know, where they're visiting the doctor and then, you know, their lines are just coming out sort of. Someone's like whispering them from off camera to them. And oh, yeah, that line next, you know. Terrible, terrible stuff. And Matt Morgan, our friend, the blueprint of the business, is 40 today. Happy birthday, Matt Morgan. Don't know what he's doing. I'm not sure.
Bodybuilding.
I mean, is that what it is? Bodybuilding. I mean, he was you know, in excellent shape before. But
yeah, he's doing bodybuilding now.
Very cool.
That's all he tweets about.
I figured with all like his DNA and genetic stuff, maybe genetics.
His wife is a bodybuilder too, and they live in Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like, you know. Yeah. So, well, Matt Morgan, happy birthday wherever you are, brother. He used to listen to the show. I know that because he called me up once after we were talking about him. So, you know, I listened when I was down in OVW. He said, okay. So, nevertheless, hey, welcome to the show. We're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. Join us tonight for UFC 203 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door and at Salvatore's Saloon out in Scottsville. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Main event is Stipe Miocic versus Alistair Overeem, who's, I believe, he's Norwegian. No, I can't remember. He's from Finland, I think. He's got, like, you know, if you ever listen to him talk, he's really got an accent like that, you know, or whatever. I can't do the accent.
Oh, correctly. Cash accents are the best.
You gotta stop it. Yeah, well it's a main event fight. It's a heavyweight fight, but the one that we really care about, and we'll talk about later in the show, is the debut of former WWE champion CM Punk in his very first fight in UFC. You know, he doesn't even start in a prelim. He's on the main card, you know. He's going to be fighting against a guy named Mickey Gall, or Gall. Mickey Gall. And, you know, and they both made weight, so it's going to happen. We saw that yesterday. Come on out tonight. Hang out with us. Like I said, it starts at 10. You know, you can get there at 9, watch the prelims. We usually turn the prelims on and sit and watch them, too. Enjoy those, of course. We'll be there till the end of time, as they say, till it's over.
just FYI, Cash.
Yeah.
So, Overeem, born in England.
Yes.
Father was Jamaican.
Okay.
Mother was Dutch.
That's right. And that's where he's from. Wow. He's from Dutchland or whatever. He's from up that way.
Dutchland.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like just
the Netherlands.
Yeah, the Netherlands, just near Germany.
Yeah,
and
he was raised in the Netherlands.
Yeah, I was gonna say because he's got just the weirdest accent. But you know what? He's an incredible fighter if he keeps his hands up. So we'll see what happens in that fight tonight. But he has a win over my favorite fighter, Roy Nelson. So sorry, I have to say it. Jay-Z's doppelganger. All right, hold on. Let me get to my plugs and then I'll introduce everybody. By the way, and we're going to be there tomorrow for WWE's Backlash at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. Come and hang out with us there. That starts at 8, but we'll probably go who knows how long because they go as long as they want on the network. And we'll have a good time, I promise. We're even going to play the pass the belt amongst us. So if you want to watch some guys passing a belt around every time there's a two count or a quick fall. And we all put money in and then we pass the belt around every time.
Jay-Z, I got to tell you, it didn't get better than the last time we did this because we had it during a ladder match. Oh. And the rule was if there was contact with the belt, but it wasn't successful, you had to pass it. Oh. So that got no better than Cash in the middle of Salvatore screaming, "Touch it! Touch it!"
And it's like hot potato too. I mean the belt is going around the
Touch
table. So come on, join us tomorrow night if you want to see that. There's a good chance that some of that will be going
Flashing
on.
Flashing back to Cashman's dating life in high school, right?
No, because it was more of a pleading, okay? Nevertheless.
Back then it was, please touch it.
Yeah, I'm polite at least.
Nevertheless,
kids, don't listen to that part. All right, so we'll be out there tomorrow for Backlash pay-per-view. We got the whole card here in front of us. We'll talk about that a little bit later. If you're interested in roller derby, fancy yourself a skater, job of being official, more up your alley, Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact them at rockcityrollerderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. Become one of us, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. Let's talk about the world of pro wrestling. One more plug before we get going. Next week, we're going to have a very special guest up in the studio with us. We're going to have former heavyweight boxer Michael Spinks will be joining us in the studio. And Michael Spinks will be in. But if you want to go see him, there's the boxing dinner coming out, the 26th annual banquet dinner at the Diplomat Banquet House. One Diplomat Way, that is September 17th. It starts, doors open at 6, dinner's at 7. They're inducting Johnny McCoy posthumously into the Hall of Fame. Courage Award for Fitz Von Poole, Vanderpool, and Integrity Award goes to Michael Spinks. Charles the Natural Murray's going to be there. Jarrell Big Baby Miller, who's the heavyweight fighter in Rochester here who trains here and is going to be going for a title very soon. Lots of fighters will be there, and I'll plug that one more time before we get out of here. They suggest a $60 at the door, but you can email them at rbhoff100@yahoo.com if you want to get more information. And like I said, next week we'll be talking about that when Michael Spinks comes up and joins us in the studio. And also next week we're going to have a Ring of Honor fighter coming in because they're going to be in town next weekend too. Well, sort of. Lockport's kind of town. Sort of town, you know, and I'm hoping we get Dalton Castle. I mean, he's from here, you know, he should, you know, but it doesn't have to be him. I mean, we'll talk about it later. Maybe
bring the boys?
Yeah, will the boys come up?
I don't know.
You know, I have some connections at work who are close with Mr. Castle, so.
Oh, you do?
Maybe I could call in a favor.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be there, so.
Maybe I'll call in a favor.
Yeah. You got some haters? Huh? Haters?
Haters. Right. Not haters.
All right. Well, let's talk about the world of pro wrestling. Yes, we're 10 minutes into the show, and we're finally going to get to talk about what's been going on. But before we go to pro wrestling, CM Punk's debuting tonight. You know, you heard the show open with him. I mean, being the historic wrestler he was and everything, what do you think about his odds of actually, you know, one, coming out a winner, and two, not being, deathly injured during the fight? I mean, we don't really know his Mickey Gall there. I don't think I've ever seen him fight. He's got 3-1 record, so it's like he's a new guy, kind of, and Punk is an 0-0 record. And by the way, if you want to call us, 222-1280, star 12 is a number. Now, the phone you heard ringing in the background, that wasn't that number. So, could you hear that, by the way?
No.
Oh, never mind. You never heard that. But give us a call if you want to chime in on what you think, how you think Punk's going to do. I want some predictions. I mean, I have a definite thought of what I think is going to happen. But what do you guys think? You know, I mean, do you think Punk's had enough time? I mean, it's been like almost 2 years since he left the WWE.
I honestly think best case scenario is him getting out of the first round.
Yeah, that'll give him some a little bit of, I guess, a little bit of street cred getting out of the first round. I have a lot of respect for a guy who at 36 gets paid. I think he's 36 or 37. Gets paid to do his hobby and do it on that level. So, you know, I don't think he's going to make it out of the first round. but just for his ability to get in and train and doing what he's doing and doing what he really enjoys at this age at a professional level is incredible. But that 1% chance of him winning is what makes me want to watch. That small percentage of him winning.
Yeah. Now, hold on a second. Brian. Hey, Brian made it. Brian, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? Sorry,
hey, I was going to say, do you know what time the show starts?
Who do you think you are? Sanderson?
See, yeah. The worst thing he could have done was call that number that made it ring in my studio, and so you can hear that on the air, and it's like when I can't do anything about it. I'm just saying, that's the, you know, texting me probably is 100 times better, okay? I'm just saying that right now. But, hey, welcome. We're just talking about CM Punk. Thoughts on that, brother?
I can't wait. I think it's going to be interesting to see what he's actually able to do. I don't know what to expect from him. I really don't.
Sure. I mean, because we have never. I mean, unless you've watched those videos.
I was going to say, that's the other thing I'm thinking of. Like, they're doing all these hype videos for him and everything. But every time you see him step into a training, you know, sparring session, he gets destroyed.
Well, the thing too is those videos were all done when he had that back injury before, and so he's had surgery since then. Apparently, he's a lot more flexible now. And
that doesn't help you keep your hands up and block fists from hitting you in the face.
I know, and that's the thing is he. You know what? And I was discussing with a friend of mine outside of this about it, and I said, listen, the guy he's fighting is a trained fighter, a guy who's come up through high school wrestling and doing all that stuff. CM Punk knows professional wrestling before he went into MMA. So yes, he would do, you know, do the, was it Muay Thai or whatever, the Muay Thai. I mean, and that's a great clenching fighting style if he can get his hands around his neck. He's done that for a long time, but I mean, his coach came out today and said that he thinks he could knock him out. So I mean, but the coach said that just because I think what the coach is going to say, nah, he's going to get killed.
Does he have any punching power? I mean, can he? The boxing part of it is what concerns me.
Yeah,
you know, you can get somebody in a clinch all you want, but if you get hit in the face multiple times, you're not going to be able to do what you think you're capable of doing because you're going to be completely confused after getting hit a few times.
Well, look what happened to Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Brock was a beast, and then somebody realized, hey, let's just hit him in the face.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, well, Brock's major weakness, I mean,
diverticulitis?
Yeah, because, and that's two fights where the guys were kicking him in the stomach when they knew he had that problem.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, you can't go in and have, like, your weakness exposed, your Achilles heel shown to the world, and then say, hey, he's going to fight now.
I envision that someone looked at Brock like a shark. You know, you punch him in the nose, they swim away.
And that's what happened.
They punched him in the nose. And they were able to beat him. Yeah.
Brock's like, I don't like this.
So he just took it out on Randy Orton in the last WWE pay-per-view, right?
Oh, my God.
By the way, I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with DC Dan Cole.
Good morning.
Thank you. Jay-Z joins us.
I was promised kangaroo boxing.
Yes, yeah, we'll talk about that, too. The deleter, decay or delete.
Brother Jay-Z.
Brother Jay-Z. By the way, I laughed so hard when I watched that video. when they were boxing the kangaroo, it was the greatest. I mean, I would love to do that, too. Wouldn't you like to go a few rounds
with
the kangaroo?
Well, I read some behind-the-scenes stuff, and apparently, you know, everybody's concerned, you know, animals in the midst of it. Are they harmed? No. Apparently, that kangaroo kicked the crap out of both Matt and Jeff. Legit. Even off camera. So, like, this, I want that video. I want to see the kangaroo just getting mad and beating them up, because if you look at the animal kingdom, if there's a jerk in the animal kingdom, it's the kangaroo.
And the funny thing is, too, like, even if Matt and Jeff weren't professional wrestlers and didn't have camera crews following them, I feel like this is something they would have done anyway.
Like, there are a couple of rich guys that just basically, they have a lot of money they can just throw.
They're bored. What do I do
let's
today?
Let's go box a kangaroo.
You know what's funny?
Let's go fight a kangaroo.
I just got a call up there. The guy says, Michael Spinks is winning the integrity award at that dinner. He says, what? His last fight, it was 91 seconds against Mike Tyson. He never fought again. What, do you run away? Is that his integrity?
His integrity is knowing when to walk away.
Yeah, so
finish
on
top.
We'll talk to him about that next week when he's here, because his very last fight was against Mike Tyson.
Yeah, you go ahead and ask him about
that. No. Yeah, it's like when we're talking to Dan Severin
about it while we're in here with him.
Yeah, that's right. Listen, didn't we do the Coco Beware question when he was in the studio with you guys?
We did, and he got hot.
Yeah, I know. He did get mad. So it's like, but you know,
but
I had to
Coco
ask.
Beware can't hit you like Michael Spinks.
Yeah, but he's half his size. But
they're going to come in here wearing umpire gear from baseball, hoping not to get hit in the face.
Okay, hold on. And we're here with Brian Burke. There, I got everybody in on the list there.
Here, late, but here.
Yeah, thank you for coming. And we, you know, so this is my prediction. Folks, give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280, Ergen, Texas.
and give us your prediction on how long Punk's going to go. I say Punk gets choked out in the first round. That's, you know, I mean, and the thing is, you know, not everybody's successful their very first fight. If you look at a lot of even the best fighters in this world, their first fights were huge losses. So, but that's where you have something to build off of. He has nothing to build off of right now.
I was going
to
say, but the problem is with all these other fighters, that's all they've done. And they haven't been in the spotlight before in another area of sports or entertainment.
You're right. You're right. I mean, now listen, Herschel Walker fights MMA. He has fought MMA a couple times and did a pretty good job. We saw him beat, I can't remember the guy's name. I've seen him beat a couple people. It was Elite XC, I think, and it was on Showtime. Mm-hmm. And he's fought a few times. But you know what? CM Punk, there's so many guys that have a problem with him coming in, getting a 3-fight contract with never doing it once and then getting put on the main. I mean, listen, he's not even on the undercard. There's guys on the undercard who would, you know, are just so angry that this. But you know what? I'm sure Dana explained it to him. Said, listen, this guy's going to be some high profile stuff. You know, I mean, this, you know, it'll get some crossover, big time crossover. I bet you it does. We'll have a packed house tonight at Salvatore's at the Garage Door and Salvatore's Saloon.
Does UFC work in the way that I think the WWE used to work, at least when it comes to pay per view buys, where that sort of trickles down the card? Because people
everybody watches
CM Punk either surprise us all by winning or get his head caved in. I mean, that's a lot of money going into everybody's pocket. So does it trickle down like that, like in the WWE, or no?
I'm not sure exactly how. I know that, I mean, you know, everyone, there's minimums for every part of the card where you are for fights. I think it starts at like $5,000 for the Facebook fights they used to have, and it's like $10,000 for the FS1 fights. And then there's, you know, the bonuses that happen. Like, you know, you get the bonuses for like a fight of the night, knockout of the night. There's a lot of different ways, and you can even get those when you're on, not even on TV. So, you know, I think that, I'm not sure if they do an overall payment on the huge, on the total card, but I have a feeling this card's going to make a ton of money. And I actually have a friend over there right now who's there. You know my friend Stu.
Stu
comes on with us and talks. We talk to UFC guys. He's been there. He's there last night. You know who he saw last night at a wrestling show?
I believe you shared it on the Facebook page.
That's right. Ronda Rousey was at an AIW wrestling event last night with Shayna Baszler, one of her four horsewomen. Two of her four horsewomen were there. Shayna Baszler, and I can't... The other girl's name was... Jessamine Duke. Yeah, I've seen Jessamine Duke. She's a little bit thinner and taller, I think. She was there. But Shayna Baszler won a title in that wrestling. And that's why she's that picture of her holding her in there. That's like, Stu, I said, you went up and talked to her, right? He's like, no, they ducked out before I could get him. That's like, you know, so, but he, you know, but she's there in town, and he told me that she actually had put in for ADA drug testing policy, so that means she's coming back. You know, you have to like enter yourself into the database or whatever, and so she was there. She was there. Let me see. I'm tell you what. She entered herself into the USADA testing again. So so we should see a fight announcement for Ronda real soon. So
here's hoping.
Yeah, here's hoping. So it's gonna be an exciting weekend with Punk. You know, I mean, do you give it a round and a finish?
Oh, I think it's. I'd be surprised if it gets out of the first round. I think he's gonna get wrapped up and choked out in the first round. I agree with you.
Okay.
I don't see it making out of the first round.
No, you, Danny.
You know what?
If it makes it out of the first round, it's a win for Punk, even if he loses. You know, and I'm praying he does win. I like to see him win.
And I have a feeling this is gonna be one of those situations where Mickey isn't even gonna go. I think he's going to come right out, throwing everything he's got at him. First round knockout.
Wow.
First round knockout.
First round knockout for Mickey or for Punk. Well,
come on, Cash.
I know. Well, listen. I mean, maybe we're underestimating him. I mean, WWE underestimated him. Look how far he went in that company. You know, I mean, it's taken him 2 years.
But... again, he's had back surgery. He's 36, 37 years old, and he hasn't spent his entire life training to be a mixed martial artist.
Remember, there's that old Malcolm Gladwell number, 10,000 hours of practice. Yeah. 10,000 hours of practice makes you an expert. I don't think anybody else has less training in this particular sport on that card tonight than CM Punk. He does not have 10,000 hours.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
And so I want to see him do well. I think it's good for wrestling. I think it's good for him. I think it's good for the UFC to have him do well. But I don't see him doing well because he's just does not have the training and the skills and that muscle memory that these guys have had since they were little kids. Some of these kids were wrestling at 5 years old.
Sure.
And now they're in their mid-20s, and they are experts. They've been doing it for so long. So I don't see him being the stealth. And the other thing with the Herschel Walker thing, Herschel Walker isn't – that guy's a – he's a genetic freak.
Yeah, he's an anomaly.
He is. There's no way. I just don't see him. I don't see CM Punk like that. I he's a great athlete. I think he's a phenomenal professional wrestler. And heck, he might be good at Muay Thai, but he's not going to win in MMA.
Okay.
I just don't see him winning.
Brian, thoughts?
Yeah, I have to make it a complete sweep here. I don't think it's going past the first round.
Well, I mean, we're like 99.5% of the audience that we're thinking what he's going to do now. I'm sure his family and his friends are all backing him and everything. And there's some wrestlers even have wished him good luck. But, I mean, you know what? He could upset the world and win, and it would be the greatest thing ever for him and WWE, to be honest with you, if he actually won. You know?
And you know what? At the end of the day, win or lose, he's going home to AJ, so there's that.
Yeah, he's got that 20-year-old sweet thing at home, man. So, okay, we got to go to break. We got to talk more stuff. We got some news maybe about Luke Harper. We've got some news about Alberto Del Rio, which I can't roll my R's, and more. And your calls. 222-1280, start 12. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
With you right now, I understand you are just a puppet. But if you don't shut the hell up, not even Triple H is going to be able to save you tonight. You got me.
Just inform me, Brother Nero. The enemy is approaching. They are marching towards our battlefield as we speak. The entire fleet of decay are coming. The battle will happen tonight.
It's an old bowling trophy of mine. I didn't win or anything. It's actually just a participation trophy. You know, I just kind of felt bad for you, and I wanted you to have it because, here's the thing, that's the only trophy you're ever going to get from me.
He can hype you guys up as much as he wants to, but I'm the man. You guys have seen what I've done, and you still don't believe it. So I'm going to keep showing to you every single day, whether it's him, whether it's Kurt, whether it's Drew, whether it's Eddie Edwards, whether it's DJ. I don't care. You guys seen what I've done to them, and you guys still don't believe it. So I'm going to make you a believer after October 2nd, after I whoop him, and there's going to be no one left.
Hi, this is Bobby Roode, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic, 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain, baby.
Bobby Roode.
The boxing kangaroo.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. Don't forget, tonight we're going to be out at Salvatore's at the Garage Door and Salvatore Saloon in Scottsville for UFC 203. And really, this is a whole card, but all we care about is CM Punk and Mickey Gall. So we'll see what happens, you know. You can still give us a call in your predictions, 222-1280, starts with me. You can text us at that number. And I didn't say Texas. I mean text us at that number if you're shy and you don't want to come on the air with us and you have an opinion. And we'll read your texts. They're funny. Sometimes they're funny, you know, if they're funny. If they're funny, I'll read them. If they're not funny, I'll get a guffaw out of my mouth and I'll just skip it.
I feel like I'm in a less than on the level chat with someone that texted in, though, because they're like, who's in the studio with you?
That's why I went through and announced everybody at one point, because I forgot to do it.
It's me and three other guys.
Are you wearing your shoes? Can you rub your toes through the carpet? No, there used to be a guy in Rochester who used to do that. When I first worked in music radio years ago.
Puts the lotion on the skin and puts it in the basket.
Yeah, pretty much, you know. It was quarters day in our wing, and, man, they were calling everybody. So, hey, we got to get back to talk about the world of pro wrestling. Sorry. Welcome back to the show. It's like, you know, the couple weeks ago when I was picking up the trash on the side of the highway in the orange jumpsuit. You guys remember that, right, when I wasn't here?
Oh, yeah.
You guys bumped me on the head and put the artiste in my space, you know? So let's get back to talking about the... So, you know what? Let's talk about real quick the decay or delete, okay? I don't know if you saw it. And listen, it's on YouTube if you want to watch it. Just as entertaining as a Final Deletion, if not better. Especially when they had Vanguard 1 with the Roman candles chasing the decay until they ran into the middle of a spot in the ground where the flames came up and it was the Hardy Boys symbol around them. Very classy done. I mean, I love these. It's a Telenueva movies, you know? And Maxell, Maxwell can walk now, so it's like Maxwell got away from Rebecca or whatever that girl's name is.
It was
definitely entertaining, you know. But they took Senor Benjamin.
See here,
he got banged on the
now.
Head and he got put in the back of the truck and they took him.
I'm convinced now that little pond on the Hardy compound has some sort of magical quality.
Oh yeah,
I think eventually Matt Hardy's going to go in the drink and come out as Matt Hardy version 2.0 or whatever.
Oh yeah,
and then the Matt Fact will pop up, and then he'll get shoved back in and come back as Broken Matt.
Well,
I want to see that.
The only
so
reason
bad.
You say that is because Abyss fell in there, and Chris Park came out.
Yes,
you know, and I mean, his suit and everything. He had some glasses on and suit.
Yeah,
and it's like
Jeff went in and came out as Willow.
Yeah, Willow.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
There's a magical quality to that pond, and I really hope they continue to go back there.
Yeah. This is fun. Now, this is, I mean, of course, it's all done, you know, tongue-in-cheek. Very funny when you got people chasing each other with Roman candles running across fields, chasing people, shooting them at them and stuff. You know, and I mean, you know, very, very fun. If you get, check it out, it's like about 15 minutes in length. It was a lot of fun to watch. And, of course, there's a new, like I said, Senior Benjamin got bonked on the head and taken. So there'll be a sequel to it eventually, I'm sure. But we've got to get JB on because he's the one who produced those, you know. And JB, they said they spent a bit more money on this one. So I definitely I'm gonna send him an email. Maybe we can get him come on and join us sometime soon to talk about it because that is a blast. And, you know, and we haven't talked to JB in a while. So it's like, you know, maybe before Bound for Glory we can get him on. But definitely
we'll
a lot.
Have to pick a random hotel and have a lobby party with JB.
I would love to. I'd love him to come back this way. We haven't had any, you know, he hasn't had a reason to come up this way in a while. I mean, since TNA is not touring anymore. I mean, the closest they were was Elmira and maybe Rob. I mean, I think it was like one of those things that popped up on Facebook. Is like 7 years ago, TNA was in the Blue Cross Arena. It's like, whoa.
Wow.
Was it that long ago? Well, maybe it wasn't seven. It couldn't have been seven.
Could have been seven, maybe. But it was a while ago.
Yeah, you know, and it's when we were like hanging out, drinking their water in the back and seeing all the wrestlers wandering around.
Watching Brian Kendrick run around barefoot.
Yes.
Abyss threatening to kill me because I accidentally... You know, he shows up late. And he has the volume blasting on his phone.
That's because I was listening to the show.
Before I was so rudely interrupted, I was going to say that Abyss nearly killed me because I wasn't thinking and took a picture while his mask was off.
Uh-oh. Oh, and then
was he really Chris Park?
Came back with his mask off.
Was he really Chris Park when you took the mask off? Or I can't remember. Yeah, he was Abyss. He still was Abyss.
He was Abyss.
Yeah, he was still Abyss.
Yeah, but that you know, but Chris Park does show up for like a cameo in. In this decay
it was so
or delete.
Funny.
It was very, very, you know, very tongue in cheek, but very, very funny stuff.
It's just a bunch of guys having fun. And I think, you know, with kayfabe being dead, it's nice to see some sort of like they live the gimmick. And I don't know, it's hard to explain. It stopped being wrestling and started being fun.
Yeah.
If that makes, I don't know if that makes sense. And it was just, you know, there was those callbacks to horror movies, like the moment where Jeff is sitting outside of the pool and Crazy Steve has the paint regenerate and comes up behind him. It's like right out of the end of Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
comes out of the pool and pulls him down. And I mean, it was just a fun experience to sit down and watch and sort of shut your brain off for 15 minutes.
Yeah, and the stuff we were talking about earlier was earlier on the show when they were at the zoo boxing the kangaroo.
It embodied the soul of Smoking Joe Frazier, is what he was saying.
Yeah, it's funny that they mentioned that. And then if you're watching SmackDown on Tuesday, Mauro Ranallo called Smoking Joe Lewis. And JBL went nuts on him because he's like, he's from Detroit. It's not Smoking Joe Frazier. You got it wrong. And he's like, they're just giving him grief about it.
Mauro rarely makes a mistake. But when he goes big.
Well, he says it's been a mistake he's done before. So it's like, so maybe he has like a name, you know, he gets attached to
he
or
calls
something.
Everybody Sugar Ray.
Yeah. Sugar Ray. Yeah, his favorite band.
He just
right?
wants to fly.
Yes. You're very good.
Sugar Ray Mysterio.
Good impression there. Good impression there, man.
Sorry.
So, no, that was pretty good. So, let's talk about, okay, so check that out if you want to go check out the Decay or Deletion. Very good, fun thing on TNA. It's all over YouTube. You don't have to have Pop TV to get to watch it. But let's talk a little bit more towards the WWE. Now we got pay-per-view this weekend, and of course the biggest news this week, Alberto Del Rio got his release yesterday, which we talked a little bit about last week about how they were trying to break up her and Paige and Alberto Del Rio because the company didn't like it. I'm not really sure. I don't know any validity.
I don't understand what their business is. Like with I mean, they have couples that form all the time backstage.
John Cena, Nikki Bella.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan.
Brie Bella.
Yeah.
Did they just not want Alberto Del Rio on Total Divas or something? Or what's the, I mean, what's the point?
I don't know. I know that Alberto Del Rio left because they promised him a lot and they didn't give him what they promised. And so he's leaving.
Well, that makes sense.
But in the world of wrestling, does getting a title really mean that much? Or does getting a paycheck each week mean that much, you know?
I'm going to throw my wild theory out there. They don't want Alberto Del Rio, Paige, to be CM Punk AJ version 2.
That's what I'm going with. That would make sense because, you know, ADR was already really, like, disgruntled.
Yeah.
And Paige, I don't know how disgruntled she might have been prior to the relationship beginning. So maybe they were afraid of him pulling her
away. She's been in trouble a lot since the Diva show started. I think she's been, you know, she's had a lot of problems with management since that show began. I think probably what it is maybe she's like a chronic smoker or something, you know, that nobody, that they have to hide that stuff all the time.
But she has a ton of potential.
Yeah, no, and
just
she,
like AJ had a ton of potential.
Well, she's just a kid, too.
Yeah, she's like, 23, I think?
Yeah, and she's been wrestling for 10 years already.
Yeah,
so. I mean, she comes from a wrestling family and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And maybe she's just being a young kid that, you know, she's doesn't appreciate the job. It's almost unfair to say, you know, but
I mean, her first day on TV, she won the title.
Right.
You know, that doesn't happen that often. You know, I mean, it's happened a few times. Gail Kim's done it too, but you know, it's just, you know, I mean, they had that much, you know, potential in her. I believe me, she's my favorite character on the Total Divas show. I don't care about anybody else, to be honest with you.
Because she's the one that seems the least scripted out of all of them.
Yeah, and she tells you what she thinks, and I know there's things which she probably shouldn't be saying that she says, you know, that, you know, probably gets back to management, probably never makes a TV show.
Yeah.
But probably gets back to management, you know.
Well, because she's not as refined. She's not as, you know, like the Bellas are spokesmodels, you know.
Yeah, what you see is what you get with her. I think that she doesn't have time to make up another person to be on this TV show. That's who she is.
Right. She's also my favorite moment on that Swerved show because they gave her a cattle prod at one point. And she was running around and she was cattle prodding like random people. She ran up behind Neville. And Neville at that point, he's wearing his tights, but he's got his glasses and his hair pulled back. And she goes up and shocks him, and she's giggling. She just seems like she's having a good time.
Yeah.
So she's my favorite part of that show, too.
I was going that or the whole Hot Topic ear piercing thing.
No.
I liked her a lot on Tough Enough, too, when she was one of the coaches
on
Tough Enough. Yeah, the judge. I thought she did a great job there, too. So it's like everybody loves her, but they've been like keeping her hidden from us for a long time. That's the way I feel, at least. I mean, I've sent her texts before. It's like, are we ever going to see you again? Because you're texting, you have a life on social media and stuff, but we never see you on TV. And it's like, you know, I mean, they're trying, you know, I understand she has like a back injury. I understand that now she's on a 30-day suspension right now for something we're not sure exactly what. I'm sure it wasn't performance-enhancing drugs, you know.
Being with Alberto Del Rio.
Well, Alberto Del Rio went 30 days too, so who knows? Maybe they both went to the same party or something, and you know.
Back to Del Rio. Why did they even bring him back in the first place?
That's what I'm beginning to think.
They did nothing with him when they brought him back.
They brought him back and they put him in the League of Nations, you know? And it's like.
And Mex America.
Oh, yeah. He came out with. And they immediately got rid of Zeb Coulter with him after And I thought that was a pretty good matchup, you know? Letting Zeb be a little bit more worldwide with his hate, you know?
But I mean, they let him come in with a whole bunch of momentum. I mean, his first night back, he dethrones John Cena for the United States title.
Yeah, I know. And that was it. Right. That was his high point. That's his high point in this run. You know, then he got stuck with, you don't know what to do with all these foreign guys. I know, let's put them together and make a League of Nations.
Which I've always wanted them to do, but they absolutely dropped the ball with that.
Apparently, the League of Nations was supposed to be the group that was the anti-Roman Reigns group. And they were supposed to, you know, one by one go against Roman Reigns and, you know. And
get destroyed and Nexus.
Yeah, and then have Roman Reigns get his Uso brothers, who, by the way, went heel this week.
Too late.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you know.
They should have dumped Dean Ambrose on his head when he won the title. Because they were holding him on the shoulders. That was the moment where they could have created some serious buzz.
They should have gone heel when they were being booed with Roman Reigns back before WrestleMania. So we're talking about, you know, 6 months ago. So 222-1280, *1280 is the number. If you want to call us, give us a ring. Or we're ready to believe you. Or if you want to text us, give us a text at that number, too. We got to go to break. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
I won the race. You know what? You know what this means? It means I am better than you. Even at your best, the only time you had real success was with me backing you up. And now, well, I'm WWE Universal Champion, and you are nothing.
And that's why they call it high risk, folks.
You think that was funny?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, everybody else
funny? No, it wasn't funny.
You didn't think that was funny? Everybody thought that was funny. I was just trying to give you a high-pitched voice to go with your soccer mom haircut.
I see a bully. I see an intimidator. And frankly, I see a coward. Now, Bobby, you have the right to do what you want to do as champion. You earned that right, but what you did, disrespecting a division man, frankly, that was a dick move.
But I'm not walking around here with an AJ Styles jockstrap on my forehead reminding the world that I beat you once before. I'm not living in the past. I'm looking at the future. I'm looking toward this Sunday at Backlash. I get to do it again. I get to drill your head into this canvas like it was a railroad spike, and I get to walk out still WWE World Champion. If you want a trophy, son, you better pick that up, or you better take up bowling, because we don't give away trophies around here for the face that comes in second place.
Hi, this is Matt Morgan, the blueprint of this industry, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic, only on 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm a kid. Happy birthday, Matt Morgan, once again. Yeah. The stuttering Matt Morgan gimmick that nobody remembers from the WWE.
What a drop ball that was.
Do you remember him? Remember when he was part of the Paul Heyman's like security detail?
Yeah.
Tim and, was it Tony Jones? I can't remember who the other guy was. Huge dude. Both of them were like 6'8".
Was it the Australian guy?
Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
Yeah, he was in Gladiator. Yeah. All right, welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with Jay-Z, Brian Burke, DC. Brian, we'll call you BB. So we got Jay-Z, BB, and DC.
Been called worse.
Just don't call me late for dinner.
Oh.
All right. Sorry.
Bad jokes.
I know, we're bad. Welcome back to the show. I want you to know we're going to be Let me tell you, Cole. We're going to be out at Salvatore's Garage Door tonight for UFC 203. CM Punk is making his debut fight. You can come join it with us. Starts at 10 o'clock. Come hang out. We'll have a good time. I promise you'll be drink specials all night long. It'll be a lot of fun. And then we're going to be there the next night for WWE's Backlash pay-per-view. And by the way, you can see UFC 203 at Salvatore's Saloon in Scottsville. So if you're in that area of the town, go there and watch it.
I might show up there.
If you're in my area of the town up in East Irondequoit, West Irondequoit, that area, come join us at the Garage Door 149 East Ridge Road. And we'll have a good time, I promise. And we'll eat, and then we're going to play Pass the Belt the next night with Backlash. It'll be a lot of fun watching the pay-per-view. A fun will be had by all, but we got someone on the phone. Yes, the phones do ring. 222-1280, star 1280. I do it a little bit like William Shatner there. 222-1280 is on the phone. We have Jake from Rochester. Jake, how are you doing, buddy? Sorry. You there?
Yeah.
Okay.
How you doing?
I was going to say you scared him away.
I was doing my William Shatner, and I freaking scared you. I got to stop doing impressions. Well, how's it going?
Good, man. I was just trying to figure out where are they going with the Braun Strowman angle, and like where do you envision that character going? I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, thanks for calling, man. Should I keep it in my Shatner? No, never mind. Braun Strowman.
I have to come in with my JR.
Okay.
And I'll just do Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs.
Braun Strowman, that guy's a hoss.
Wait.
He's
a
big,
big fat guy.
He'd make a great suit.
I don't know. Him and Nia Jax. And a budding love relationship, considering they're both pretty much in the same angle right now.
Pretty much, yeah. They're just beating up people. I'm more interested in the guys that Braun Strowman's beating up than him himself. Because, you know, I mean, like the guy, they'll introduce who the guy is, and they'll say, you realize what you're doing, and they'll all go, you know.
He needs a manager.
Yeah, I mean, well, he was with the Wyatts, but I mean, now he's apparently divorced from the Wyatts.
Which that's sad. Who got the kids?
I know, but we'll find out. We asked Luke Harper. He apparently is down at the Performance Center coming up this week, or is this week or next week, to get evaluated for his knee, and it means he could be back pretty soon. That's one of those things that, you know, I kind of teased a while ago.
And we shall see him back sooner than later. You know, hopefully he's good. Last time I saw him, he's doing okay. So
good for him.
Yeah. So, but so that's that was my news on him. I mean, I'm sure he probably if he's in town right now, he can give us a call 222-1280, Luke Harper, and we'll he can tell us how you're doing.
some other guy named Rico can call.
Yeah, Rico or HB2. You know, some of us. You know, one of these guys. But
someone wants to know how long until Paige shows up in TNA as Loose Leaf.
I was going to say, apparently, Cody Rhodes is the next one to show up in TNA. Listen, if you want a part-time wrestling schedule, TNA is a place to get paid to show up once every couple months and do like 4 days of tapings or whatever. You know, I mean, you're not going to get the money you get from traveling with WWE, and you're not going to get the big paydays from the pay-per-views and stuff, but you can make a living, you know, and having them fly you down and stuff, you know?
Did Cody Rhodes work out the name issue with WWE, or is he going to have to be Cody Runnels? Because
he can't be Rhodes. I know he can't use his name.
That's so wrong.
Maybe they'll call him Scream Dust or something, you know, or you know, you know.
I don't know.
You want to
call him 8 after 7 or whatever.
Yeah,
I did like him donning the hideous Cody Rhodes mask at Battle of Los Angeles.
Yes.
That was fantastic.
Oh, I
still have my Cody Rhodes paper bag.
I was gonna say I love that angle. I loved it when he would come out and
grotesque.
I love
whenever they turn somebody bad and all they do is slow the music down.
Yes. The mustache he had, yeah. Oh God, he was so good. So underutilized.
Then, like the newspaper clippings behind him as his Titantron. Grotesque.
I love it. That's exactly what they did, was slow the song down. I actually liked that. I liked that whole theme, and then they sped it up. And then when he was tagging with, who was he tagging with, and they mixed them together? Was it Sandow? And they don't know. No, he tagged with a Miz too, I think, one time, and they were like mixing the themes together. You know, Cody Rhodes, you know, he's a good dude, and it's like, I think he's a great wrestler, and he just got put in a bad situation. And you'll be able to watch him on TNA, I guess. So,
It's good for him to like get more stripes on his, his bump card from other places. You know, Learning other places, and you know, he's already really good.
I think he left in good terms, even though he asked for his release. It's usually good terms if they give you your immediate release.
They're helping him publish his book about his dad.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's obviously on good terms with them, at least financially. So I think he's going to be.
He may have signed a Legends contract with him too.
He may have.
I'm not sure.
Now, can we talk about Backlash Sunday, the main event?
Yes.
Dean Ambrose.
AJ Styles. Good matchup on paper.
And we got a texter in. I've never agreed with one of our texters more. They texted in, do any of you find Ambrose incredibly boring in the ring? Between his stupid rope clothesline and his unstoppable finisher, I wonder if even AJ can create a good match with him. I agree with that 100%. I can't stand the Ambrose character. I don't buy him as champion. And I used to think I hated the five knuckle shuffle and the attitude adjustment.
Yeah.
I hate that rope clothesline.
I hate that
double arm DDT.
Well, it's like much like Hogan in the leg drop. It's one of those signature things
But it's so slow.
I know.
It makes your opponent look so stupid.
Yes.
Because you just stand there and
Is it any dumber than when Macho was doing the elbow drop where the guys would have to like wiggle into place so that they're in the right spot?
Yes, it's dumber than that.
What's dumber is 619. That's the one that makes everybody look stupid. I'll take that clothesline off of the over the 619.
Rock bottom.
But at least I can buy that you got flung into the ropes right around your neck.
Yeah, I guess. But they always shift a little bit so he can hit him.
Listen,
just right.
Nothing's worse than the people's elbow, okay?
No, the people's elbow is ridiculous.
Yeah, so, you know, that's once again.
The setup that's like 3 minutes long. Yeah,
that's the finisher, too. So, I mean, now if it's ducking clothesline through the ropes type of thing was a finisher, then yes, I would be sick of it. In fact, once you see it, then it's like, okay, you can put it on the checklist is I don't got to see that again. You know, there's a lot of people, it's kind of like the old school. It's like, okay, that's out of the way. We don't got to see that again. So 222-1280, Star Toys number. We've got the person formerly known as Baldy on the line with us. What's up, buddy?
The artist formerly known as Baldy, but that's okay.
Gotcha.
So my prediction for the Punk fight, I think we're going to see a 3-round fight. Of course, I'll be rooting for CM Punk because I'm not a hater.
You're not a hater?
Like a lot of people out there, a lot of jealous people who haven't chased their dreams and now they want to crap all over his.
I understand that, and I love him too, but it's like I just look at the experience behind both the guys, and it's like a guy with none and a guy with some, you know? It's like it's hard to...
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, you don't have to be defensive. I wasn't attacking you. But Gold is going to come in very overconfident, and it might snatch him. Reminds me a lot of these young millennial punks, pardon the pun there. And, you know, you're dealing with a man who's 36 years old, and, yeah, he hasn't been in MMA, but he's been in a lot of fights. So, TNA, I'm actually real excited to hear that Billy Corgan might be buying it.
Yeah.
If that happens, I'll be a loyal viewer. I mean, you want to get to know Billy Corgan a little better besides the Smashing Pumpkin days. Great interview out there from a few years ago with Howard Stern. Kind of gets to the personal side. Want to hear it, listen to a different angle. Of course, you got the Alex Jones interview with him. Finally, WWE Backlash predictions. Doesn't matter who's going to win. If you listen to the CFO, Triple H, he says wins and losses don't matter. You know, defending his 50-50 booking style. However, the funny thing is, the 50-50 booking style applies to everyone but Triple H. When's the last time, I mean, besides Brock Lesnar, who would tear his head off in real life, when's the last time the guy has taken a fall? And here he is. He comes in and steals the heat a couple of weeks ago and then disappears back into a suit.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. It totally buried his whole roster. But really, I mean, they're burying themselves. They got two bums as champions. Now, look, Owens is a great worker. Reminds me of a Crippler Stevens. I know a lot of youngsters out there don't know who that is, but he was a great worker. But, I mean, the guy's a slob. And then you got another guy who dresses like another bum, Ambrose, you know, with that horrible hairstyle.
Yeah.
You know, let's get some real guys in there. Let's get Austin Aries. Austin Aries should been on the main roster a long time ago. And again, I'm going to say it one last time before I go. Where is Kurt Angle?
Yeah, that's good call, man. Good call. I appreciate
sounds
it.
Sounds like Baldy thought he was calling the Jim Rome show.
Let me get my stuff in.
At least he didn't self-gloss. Oh, wait, no, he did.
No, but, you know, I got to say one thing. And I agree with him. I mean, listen, Triple H, I've been mad at Triple H since he wouldn't let Sting go over at freaking WrestleMania in San Francisco. Okay, San Jose there. I've been mad. It's like, and he's right. He's 50-50 booking except for him. So, you know, but, you know, what are our options for other champs? I mean, right now, I'll take AJ over Ambrose. I love AJ as a worker, man.
He's just,
so we got to go to break. We'll be back on the flip side. We got another text there I see about Honky Tonk Man. Why is he not in WWE 2K17? I believe he did not sign a Legends contract, so they don't own his rights. That may be it, but we'll look into it in the commercial break. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Oh, my God. This is Joey Styles, the voice of ECW on 1280, the Pain Clinic, aptly named the Pain Clinic, because here, when they give you a rectal exam, they use both fists.
Thank you, Joey Styles.
Joey Styles is actually a guest announcer at Chikara's King of Trios last weekend.
Oh, and he's also doing Evolve, too. He's no longer under contract at WWE. That's why I left the ECW thing in there. But Joey, always a good friend of the show. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Don't forget, we're going to be out tonight. Salvatore's at the garage door and Salvatore Saloon watching UFC 203. No cover charge. Come watch CM Punk get his first win in the UFC. There, I'll say that. You know, I mean, being positive on that one. After our last call, got to be positive about it. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And then we're going to be there tomorrow for Backlash. So I got a tent out back. I'm going to be probably sleeping there the whole weekend.
Oh, no. Don't talk about pitching your tent again, Cash.
I will not talk about that.
They're yelling about the belts and the ladder match.
Yeah, so it's some news. We'll go through some news real quick in this last segment. We only got a couple minutes. WWE's confirmed, I think, 10 wrestlers for the Cruiserweight, which is pretty cool, man. Some of the names I got, Grand Metalik. Akira Tozawa,
Akira Tozawa,
Jack Gallagher, Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa, I don't know how, is it
Tommaso Ciampa?
Yeah. I remember he was Ring of Honor, man.
The Sicilian Madman or something like that.
Cedric Alexander, Rich Swann, Brian Kendrick, Noam Dar, and T.J. Perkins, who used to wrestle for TNA.
As Manic.
Yeah, that's right. He was Manic, man.
Really excited for Cedric Alexander and Rich Swann.
Yeah, Cedric Alexander, I mean, the guy's name been around for a while, so everyone knows the name, and very excited about that. They just announced this past week that Scotty Too Hotty, Scott Garland, has been hired as a coach down at the Performance Center in Orlando. So, I've hung out with Scott too. Scotty Too Hotty, what a nice guy he is, man. Nobody deserves it better. And he's a full time fireman down there.
And he was in town not too long ago.
Yeah, that's right. He was. That's right.
He took on Big Cat Lemmer.
That's right.
In Brockport for an IWF show.
Let me ask you a question. Did he do the worm?
Yes, that's a dunk. I may or may not have the video of that on my camera.
Oh, really? Ooh. I'm going to say there is a UPW show tonight in town if you want to go catch out. It's the Upstate 8 tournament they do every year. It's tonight at the Eagles Club, man. It starts at, let's see, tickets are available at the door there. Doors open at 5:30, starts at 6. You can get tickets at the door. Check out the website, Upstate Pro Wrestling. wixsite.com. Check it out. You can see like all the competitors, and this is pretty cool. Upstate 8's always been like one of the big tournaments in town. They bring in a bunch of people from outside to put in the tournament, but there's going to be some a lot of excitement going down at the Eagles Club tonight with Upstate Pro Wrestling, and this is one of their biggest shows of the year, so definitely check it out. Some other news. I don't know. It wasn't really a news-heavy week. It's just that the pay-per-view is Sunday, and I mean, of all the matches on the pay-per-view, I'm kind of looking forward to seeing where they're going to go with the main event, I guess. You know, really, AJ Styles and Dean Ambrose. I'm a Styles mark. I was a mark when he was in TNA. You know, we've talked about AJ Styles in this show forever.
We accosted him at a gas station once.
Yes, and in fact, there's a video proving it. I'll repost that on our Facebook page of us talking to AJ when we got in the ring with him. I go, you remember when you went to the gas station and all these guys were hooting and hollering at you?
That was you?
Yeah, that was us. He's like, oh! Because he was with him and Joe and Chris for Daniels, and there's somebody else in the car.
Joe looked like he was going to kill somebody.
Joe always looks like he's going to kill somebody. Joe is the bouncer. Every time I've ever gone to a Ring of Honor show, Joe was involved in, and if they needed some muscle, Joe would be outside pushing someone on the ground. So I am dead serious. He was always the bouncer. So it's like, but Joe, you know, one of my favorite wrestlers, and I have not seen, I would love to see him in WWE as soon as possible up in the, you know, Raw or SmackDown. He really deserves it.
I'm going to guess it's probably not going to be till at least the Rumble.
You think it's that long?
Depending on where they go with that NXT TakeOver event the night before Survivor Series.
Yes. Oh. And,
we might see him Survivor Series.
Which is in Toronto.
Yeah, I know. There's some serious thoughts of us going. I mean,
I was all set to go to that St. Catherine show on the 23rd.
Yeah, me too. I was actually going to. I mean, I know I got a party going on that weekend I got to prepare for. But I still would. Yeah, I could do it. No sleep, you know, go to the show. It's St. Catharines. It's an hour and 15 minutes away from here, you know? Yeah. And then they canceled it.
But that freed us up, Cash. If you want, you can join me. IWF has a show in Brockport that night.
Oh, they do? Well, look at that.
Come on, Cash.
All right, well, we got to get out of here. I want to thank everybody for listening. Next week, joining us in the studio, a boxing legend in town. Michael Spinks is going to be in the studio with us. Don't forget about the Rochester Boxing Hall of Fame 26th Annual Banquet and Awards. That's Saturday, September 17th. One Diplomat Way. It's a Diplomat Banquet House. If you want to get tickets, email rbhof100@yahoo.com. You can get the details, or you can just get them at the door. Thank you guys for making it this week. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Jay-Z. Jay-Z, it's always good to see you. You have more days this year than Mark does. And thank you, DC. We'll see you next week.